stance. The dice roll every random chance. Take off your coat and stay a while. We'll roll in that D percentile.
Right, so I've been thinking about settings for my old school essentials game. And I don't normally need a setting. Very inspired by the way games like The Black Hack do it. You only need a tiny little hex map to start with. You can build outwards from there. You can work with your players to establish what's important, what kind of goals they've got, what directions they're going to go in, what they might find there. But that said, I have really enjoyed my deep delve into Dark Sun. Really enjoyed poring over all of the material that was published for it, connecting with the various communities, getting involved in the discussions. Now, I think part of that with Dark Sun has been that that setting is so distinctive. It's really got a concept, and you're gratified to the extent, I think, that that concept seems to be carried over from product to product, and sometimes disappointed when, you know, a published product doesn't seem as Dark Sun as your idea of Dark Sun. I think some of those judgments can be quite authentic, actually. I think there emerges a core to Dark Sun that that you can be closer to or further away from. Same way with Star Wars. I'm not going to get involved in the big Star Wars discussions, but I think there is something to those debates which says, hold on, ancient Jedi books, that's not really Star Wars. And you think, no, you're right, it's not. Someone's missed something there. You know, Star Wars is already ancient. If you go further back, what do you get? You get holocrons, you get tech. It's ancient and tech all the way. We're never going to get to books. That's odd. That's not Star Wars. I think there's something to those kinds of discussions, and I think you can have it with Dark Sun as well. Anyway, I've deviated. My point was, I've really enjoyed just immersing myself in that setting. So for Old School Essentials, I was thinking you need something. Well, I don't know. You know, I can just kind of build out from a little hex map and use what's in the books, the monsters and so on, to develop my own setting with the players. But I'm not going to. I've decided I'm going to explore a setting as well, because that's something I enjoy. Obviously, Gavin's got his various, he's got Dolmen Wood, his setting for Old School Essentials, but that is a deliberate attempt to do something else with the rules set and to diverge from some of the classic tropes. And I want a classic experience. So I looked at Mystara. Mystara is the sort of the official system for BX. It was born in the BX period, but you know, I think most of the fleshing out got done in the Beckme times. The supplements go on into the 90s. And I've done a little bit of exploring there, but Mystara, I don't think is what I want. It hasn't got a core theme. It seems to me, it's a wonderful mélange, but it really is a sort of kitchen sink setting. Now, that's fine if you're going to do a campaign spanning years and you want to set it in the same world. That's probably what you want, somewhere where you can change tech levels, change cultures, and so on. But I don't think that's what I'm going for my term of Old School Essentials. So what I've arrived at, and actually I found it because Mystara, like Greyhawk, of course, incorporated it into the setting, is I've found my way to Blackmoor. And I'm thinking Blackmoor could be a good fit for what I want to run. I'm excited about Blackmoor because it's more bounded. It's not a setting which technically is globe spanning. The published products for it are potentially a little bit more bounded. That was a good thing with the Dark Sun. I think I read everything, not all the novels, but in terms of the supplements, I was able to read everything. So Blackmoor's a bit bounded, but also what draws me to Blackmoor is that, you know, it's attached to Dave's game, the Blackmoor Bunch, It is really the Crucible, where a lot of these tropes were established. So talking to Griff suggested, you know, the cleric was introduced in Dave's Blackmoor game, came in that period. So I'm kind of thinking those tropes that are carried through into BX, if I'm looking for that definitive experience, then Blackmoor as a sort of crucible setting could be fun. I know I don't need it, but I want to set myself the task of immersing myself in it, doing a deep dive, exploring it. The other thing is I like Blackmoor's kind of, it does kind of have a theme. It's got the medieval world, but it's got the, you know, it's got the magic tech. It's got the weird fantasy elements. I think Blackmoor had a buried starship somewhere that you ended up exploring. And that's my kind of, you know, appendix end stuff, where you have that sense of unpredictability. Anything could be around the corner. But also to me, that is a theme, you know, delving into appendix end, delving into that crucible where a lot of the tropes were established, I think could be a good thematic core for my campaign. So, yeah, I'm relatively familiar with Blackmoor, but I don't know it inside out. So I'm going to start reading all the products. So I want to hear about your love for Blackmoor. What should I be reading? What communities should I be getting involved in? Am I wrong? Should it be Mystara? So yeah, looking forward to what people think. Looking forward to the call-ins. I'm not sure how quickly I'll do an episode on this again, because I'm going to get stuck into the reading. It's only what something I decided really this morning. I was like, nope, I'm going to do Blackmoor, and I'll enjoy it. And where there are really, really familiar tropes in the setting, I'll find a way of subverting them somehow, which is part of the fun I was having with Dark Sun, that sort of vindicated reading all of this material. So that's what I'm up to. I look forward to hearing from you. I'll catch you soon.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to contact Dave, please leave a message on Anchor, email dpercentile@gmail.com, or find him on Twitter @d_percentile.